Well, there are no matches and no lighters, of course.
Right? Steel and flint.
Steel so it's flint. Steel and flint, okay?
Okay.
And over there, they observe something. Is that two pieces, which are quiet, normal objects, coming in contact with each other, will make fire. That fire is distinguishable with what? With water. But that water, which is the best defense against the fire, will do nothing to the stone and piece of iron. Means you could cure with the water, with the knowledge, you could cure the side effect of that stuff. But the material is always there, so you're never safe. Because you are carrying and you are driving an animal machine, okay? So the animal is always with you. Of course, that doesn't mean that that animal is active and will do bad stuff, because this fire could be controlled with the water. But remember, when you control the water, that doesn't mean the fire doesn't mean that you're safe now that the fire is out. You have to always be worried because the intuition is there. The animal is active. As a part of the autopilot of this machine, we don't know how to turn it off. It's always on. Always. You know how always? Oh, it even changes its mood. Look at that lady over there. Okay? She could be sensitive to some voices. This will change when she gave birth to the children. She will be tuned to the voice of that child, and even in a crowded party, if that child in another room will start to cry, she will go there. Every other note will be quieted down because the attention goes there. We tune it. We hear different things. We could choose. We could change our mood. All of this. And all of this happens because we are complicated. Do not oversimplify yourself. Deal with it. You are capable of it. With no oversimplification, really. Yes?
The idol is the black water hidden in the jug. Know that the self is the fountain for the black water.
What is black water?
Muddy.
The value of the water is transparency. Right? Black water is the rotten knowledge. This rotten knowledge, what is it? Do you see any trace of rotten knowledge in yourself? All the knowledge of the animals are rotten in you. Of course they are there. That's why one of the most important thing for us is education, to clean up the mess down there. You have to wash it. You see, that one, you know what is the source of that rotten animal knowledge or behavior in you? What is it? Ego, self. An animal starts with self, me, and me alone. I have to live. I have to survive, right? So it's in me. It's the fountain of all other selfish things I do. The self is the fountain. Yes?
The sculptured idol is like the black torrent. The idol-making self is a fountain on the waterway. A single piece of stone will break 100 pitchers, but the fountain water is making jets incessantly.
Yes. So, whatever is in you, with a little bit of knowledge, could change, because this body is that really pot we're carrying. But when the source is active, the selfishness will come out constantly. Yes?
'Tis easy to break an idol, very easy. Mm-hmm. To regard the self as easy is folly, folly.
Yes. No need for explanation. He talks about the idols and said, these idols will change. You can break them, okay. But it is folly, it's stupid to think that you are simple. We're dealing with it, your ego is simple. Why do dealing with ego is not simple?
You can't see what you're close to.
Because normally, you don't know what the ego wants to do. But the ego knows what you want to do. You think about the things you want to do. The ego doesn't think. When somebody opens that door, the ego doesn't think that, may that person look me up. We'll not think that. We'll act instantly, showing up. That's how it is, because it's the natural instinct. It doesn't need thinking. You know what is thinking? I'm pointing towards something that is in your brain, and it's not in the brain of a chimp. You know the difference, hopefully. What is here and is not there? Could a chimp think that, may I go and kiss the other chimp? Chimp or not? Does it do it? How are you sure? Does it? Really? Excuse me, he does it in English or Persian? I'm very interested in that. Because what I said was a very vague, illusional concept, which are the possibilities in human imagination only. The chimp kissing the other one goes by hormone, and there is no need for think. They just do it. Thinking is something else. We do it with words, language. First, it was the word. The word was the base of everything. Do you remember that in the Bible? That's what it is. Because we do not think. Whenever you think, you are talking. That talking is something. That talking carries a lot of abstraction. For example, when I will say, may I go and kiss the other chimp? I'm thinking about all the success I had in picking up the chips, or the delusions or rejections and all that. But the chimp is simple. Sexual attraction will do it. Thinking is something else. That is the difference. If you don't get that one, then you're the animal. But you're not. Look at you. What you do is talking. And what you cannot do is listen. Rumi started with Vishnu. Listen. Again and again you will say, you're not listening. You're talking. You're thinking. You're doing something. You cannot listen. If you could, it's easy. Concentrate on that, then magically the words will transform you. In the very exceptional moments, even something said in a foreign language will lead you towards the light. But now you're concentrating on what? The rule, not exceptions yet. The rule is that, remember, you are never, never, ever alone and safe and simple. Except one exceptional condition, which is